Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
I want to preach, and I've titled my message, Increasing Like Jesus. Increasing Like Jesus. So I want to make Jesus Christ the focus of our increase. We're going to watch his example. We're going to see how he increased as a person, and we're going to see how that applies to our lives. Did Jesus ever increase? Well, we're going to find it in the Bible. Luke chapter 2 and verse 39 to verse 40. Luke chapter 2, verse 39 to 40. And it reads, "And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child there is Jesus, grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." This is how the scripture records the life of Jesus. And at this time, he had been dedicated to the temple, or he had been dedicated to the Lord in the temple in Jerusalem. Now, the rules are according to the law. The law on this was that dedication should have taken place a bit earlier, but dedication also goes with purification of the mother. And purification takes place 40 days after the child is born. So in Jesus' instance, his dedication and purification all happened together. So this event is happening when Jesus is 40 days old. 40 days old. And so the record of the scripture is what happened to Jesus between 40 days old, and the next record of him will be when he's 12 years old. So he's 40 days old. Before he gets to 12 years old, the Bible says that he grew. He grew. And the word grew, the Greek word that is used there, speaks of a process of development. A process of development. So Jesus Christ is born a baby, and he grew. There was a process of development. A process of development. In what ways did he grow? There are three ways that the passage talks about. First, it says that he was strong in spirit. He was strong in spirit. That means he had built spiritual disciplines into his life. Jesus had built spiritual disciplines into his life. He was strong in spirit. The second thing is that he was filled with wisdom. He was knowledgeable and mature. Strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the third thing the passage says is that God's grace was upon him. God's grace was upon him. What does it mean when the passage says God's grace was upon him? It means that people could see the hand of the Lord upon Jesus. So from when he was 40 days old, he started growing. Of course, he's growing physically, but he's strong in spirit. He's full of wisdom. God's grace is upon him. And that is a very significant indication of who Jesus is. It is from this level that he went into the temple at the age of 12 to talk to the biblical scholars. And we're going to look at that very soon. But just to note that when Jesus grows, by the age of 12, he had so much self-awareness that he could tell his own parents, "Didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business. He knew what his mission was. He knew what he had been called to do by age 12. Why? Because he grew strong in spirit. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of the Lord was upon him. Now he goes to the temple, and in the temple he's talking to these big scholars. It's like a 12-year-old boy who enters a major theological seminary and sits with all the big theologians and starts having a chat with them. Can your 12-year-old do that? Can your 12-year-old hold a conversation with scholars? And when you were 12 years, could you have done it? I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have. But Jesus could. And he sat among these people for 3 days, talking, conversing. What was it about this 12-year-old that was so special? Well, his parents eventually got him from the temple. And Jesus says, didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business? And so they took him home. And let's go to the next passage, Luke chapter 2, verse 51 and 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 51 and 52. It says, then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, his parents. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Jesus increased. First, he grew. Now, he increased. The word that is translated increase in English is different from the word that is translated grew. And the word increase means to advance, to go forward, to make progress. So by the age of 12, Jesus is way above his age mates by age 12. But he didn't stop there. He increased. He went forward. He moved on. The word that is translated in the Greek, it is a word that is used to talk about when people are clearing a path. For example, an army is going into battle and there is a bush and they need to cut the bush so that they can create a path to go into. It was also used by sailors to talk about moving their ship forward. So when it says that Jesus increased, it means he made progress. He advanced and he went forward. In what ways did he do that? First, Jesus increased as a person. He increased as a person. He increased as a person. Why do I say that? He was born as the Son of God because the angel Gabriel had told Mary when she conceives the child in her will be the Son of God. Jesus did not become the Son of God. He was the Son of God at conception. So if Jesus is the Son of God at conception, then why must he grow? Why is he increasing? What aspect of him is increasing? And this is so important because he's already the Son of God. He's not growing to be the Son of God. He's not maturing to be the Son of God. He's not increasing to be the Son of God. So in what way is he increasing if he's already the Son of God? Jesus had to grow his body and mind to the level of his spirit. He grew his body and his mind to the level of his spirit. He's the Son of God. Way up there. But his body is the body of the Son of Mary. His mind is the mind of a young child. But spiritually, he's the Son of God. Now, if he leaves it that way, there will be a big gap between who he is spiritually and who he is physically. And so what Jesus does is he has to grow to match up who he is in the spirit. And he did that by growing in three ways. First, he grew in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. That's what the passage says. He increased in wisdom. That word, wisdom, means intelligence, skill, and mastery. Jesus is the Word of God. But as a human, he had to study the scriptures. He learned and read his own word. He also developed the principles of logic, rhetoric, debate that was used by the rabbis and theologians of his day. Jesus increased in wisdom. He is the Son of God spiritually, but his mind had to match up to where his spirit is. He had to learn, he had to grow to be at the level of his spirit. Can you imagine if Jesus had not grown in knowledge, he had not grown in wisdom, he had not studied the scriptures, he just went about saying, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God, I don't need to learn anything, I know everything, I'm the Son of God. What would have happened at the temptation of Jesus? Because Satan came to him and says, if you are the Son of God, which he was, turn these stones to bread. Temptation. How did Jesus respond? He didn't say, I am the Son of God. He said, it is written. How did he know it was written? He had grown in wisdom and in knowledge to match up with where his spirit was. If he didn't do that, at his temptation, at his test, he would have failed. So it's possible for you to be called by God to greatness, but your mentality and wisdom and understanding will be very low. In that sense, your wisdom does not match your calling. But in Jesus, his wisdom matched his calling. Satan tempted him and he passed because he increased in wisdom. And not only did he increase in wisdom, the passage says that he increased in stature. That word means age, size, and maturity. Jesus was not born a full-grown man. He grew as a baby into adulthood. But not only did he grow in age and in size, he grew in maturity. Stature is maturity. It's age and maturity. So he's growing in wisdom. He's growing in maturity with his age. And the third thing is that he grew in favor with God and with man. He was graceful, balanced, and well adjusted. So what can we learn from Jesus about increasing? What can we learn from Jesus? First, we must learn that our knowledge must match what God has called us to be. Our knowledge must match what God has called us to be. If a child is born to a reigning king or queen, that child potentially is a king. If he's a boy, he's a king. If he's a girl, he's a queen. Potentially. But that child must learn the ways of kings, so that his knowledge will match up with his calling. Otherwise, he'll be a king by calling, but he'll be a servant by mentality. Whatever God calls you to be, you must match it with your knowledge. Let me take it a little further and bring it down from Jesus to us. So let's say God calls me to be a medical doctor. So that's my calling. I'm a doctor. And let's even imagine that somebody prophesied to my mother and said, "Hey, mama, you are pregnant today, and that boy in your womb is going to be a famous doctor." So from my womb, from my mother's womb, I'm a doctor. But I need to grow in knowledge, in stature, to become a doctor. And can you imagine if I grow up saying, "I'm a doctor. A prophet said I'm a doctor. God even says I'm a doctor. I don't need to learn about medicine because I'm called to be a doctor," and never learn, what will happen is my calling and my wisdom will have a gap. There is a gap between what I'm called to be and what I have learned by wisdom to become. The challenge with many of us is there's a big prophecy upon our lives, but our wisdom is way below our calling. It's like a pastor. God calls you, "My son, I've called you. My daughter, I've called you. I'm going to use you to change the world. You're going to preach to nations." But you never study the Bible. You don't develop the principles of communication. You don't develop your logic. You don't develop your rhetoric. You don't develop any of these things because you are called. Now, if that is your attitude, your calling will be way up here. But you, your wisdom will be way down there. Now Jesus is Son of God, way up here, born as a baby, but he had to grow his wisdom to get to the level where he knows who he is. His wisdom matched his calling, and your wisdom must match your calling.